Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg. A residential neighborhood in Missoula shaking off a close call after a high-speed police chase ended with a patrol car crashing into a house. It happened Sunday night when an officer spotted a vehicle driving erratically near Reserve and South 3rd Street West. When he tried to pull the car over, the driver took off. The pursuing officer lost control at a turn coming off Reserve on England Boulevard, slamming into a house. No one inside the house was hurt. Neither was the officer. The suspect is still on the loose. He was driving a stolen car, and police are hoping that you might have information to help out. Montana seeing a noticeable spike in property crime this year, landing the Treasure State among the top 10 nationwide for the largest increase in break-ins. A new analysis of FBI burglary data compiled by Compare the Market shows that reported burglaries in Montana have jumped 16% compared to last year. Total reports across the state rose from just over 1,000 last year to 1,257 so far this year. Windshield time is a way of life in Montana, but as Tracy Taylor found out, the numbers suggest Montana drivers are spending much longer behind the wheel than you might expect, and our roads are also in better shape than you might think.
A new report shows Montana drivers spend more time on the road than most Americans, averaging more than 33 vehicle miles a day compared to the national average of about 26. Researchers also found nearly 66% of Montana's major roads are considered to be in good condition, while about 29% are rated fair. Nationally, highway and street construction spending has climbed nearly 25% in recent years, reaching close to $150 billion annually. Tracy Taylor, Montana State News Network.
With just a week away until Montana's primary election, state officials reminding absentee voters to get their ballots in the mail immediately. Actually, yesterday was the best deadline from the U.S. Postal Service to make sure those arrived by Tuesday, May 26. They have to guarantee they arrived by 8 p.m. election day. So far, nearly 125,000 absentee ballots have been received statewide. This is the Montana State News Network.